Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special episode of Italian Pod's news and features show in Piazza. My name is Catherine.
My name is Anna.
So you might be wondering, who is this Anna character and why have I heard her voice before? Well, we're talking here to Anna, our new Italian Pod host, and I'd like to talk today a little bit about her background, what she's doing here, and what you can expect from the Italian Pod team in the upcoming months.
Yeah, and it's a pleasure for me to be here and to begin helping these students in learning Italian.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. And first of all, maybe we could talk about where you're from and some of your own personal background.
So as you can guess, I'm from Italy.
No.
I was born in the south of Italy, near a city called Brindisi.
Okay, so Brindisi, is that a coastal city or is it...
Yeah, it's on the coast and it's actually the city where all the ferry to Greece leave.
Okay, so you come from a very important part of the country where, you know, if you want to go on a little cruise or a boat to Greece, yeah. You can leave off.
And actually in the past it was Magna Grecia. It was part of Greece.
Really?
Okay.
And so do people still have any Greek words down there?
Actually, there are some little city where they still speak Greek.
No way.
Yes.
That's so weird. So this is the very southern tip of the boot. If Italy is a boot, this is like the heel, yeah?
Yes, the heel of Italy. So I was born there, but actually I don't know a lot about it because I was never living there. Because since I was 5 and something years old, we moved in the north with my family.
Okay.
So I was raised in Reggio Emilia.
Reggio Emilia, many of you might have heard of because it's, it's very famous for a very special educational style. You know, in America, some people use the
yes.
Reggio Emilia school
yes.
of teaching. Yeah.
Yeah. It's very famous. A lot of Americans come to my city, Reggio Emilia, mm-hmm. to visit the kindergarten.
Yeah, exactly. So Reggio Emilia is in Emilia Romagna,
yes.
Which is actually the same part of Italy that I was living in. So I have a special fondness in my heart for Italy's breadbasket.
Yeah, it's very close to Parma. But mm-hmm. actually, there is always a rivalry between
yeah,
the two.
There's
cities.
A big, they're rivals, yeah, definitely, because they're about the same size, I think. But
Parma is a little bit bigger, yeah.
Yeah, but Parma is maybe more famous because of the cheese.
Yeah, so you see, Parmesan people, they say that the Parmesan is from Parma.
But
actually, Reggio Emilia people say Parmigiano Reggiano is from Reggio Emilia.
Oh, gosh. So. Which is it?
I think it's between the two cities.
Maybe
I mean,
somewhere in
close.
The countryside.
Yeah.
Okay, so is there anything else that Reggio Emilia is famous for?
The tricolore, the flag was invented over there, the three colors flag.
So yeah. the red, white, and green flag is actually from
Reggio Emilia, yeah.
So somebody just sewed it up and that's what happened?
Yeah, they invented it over
there. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right, so you grew up in Reggio Emilia, and did you stay there for school?
Yeah, during the school years, I was in Reggio Emilia, and then I was studying in Bologna University. Bologna is not too far from Reggio Emilia, it's mm-hmm. like 40 minutes by train, so I was coming back and forth every day to study at university.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I like Bologna as a city because it has all those porticos. You know, they say that even if it rains in Bologna, you never get wet.
Yeah, it's a very nice city and it's like not too posh. Like Milano is considered very posh and also Torino. Bologna is more like for artists, mm-hmm. for students. And there is a very nice market, like flea market.
We used to go there on the weekends.
Yeah,
when I was living in Parma, we used to go shopping because it had the best deals.
Yeah, it's a very nice place to buy, like, also second-hand clothes. Or, mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Well, Bologna is also famous because it has, I think, one of the oldest universities in all of Europe, doesn't it?
My university.
Yeah. Maybe we should talk a little bit about what you studied in university because it does have a lot to do with what we do here at Italian Pod.
Yes, I always wanted to study languages because I wasn't good in math. I wasn't good in chemistry, biology, all these things. I was fond of literature and cultures and history, but it's hard then to, you know, to specialize and to do something practical with
mm-hmm.
this. So
absolutely.
I wanted to do something more practical, like learning languages, so I can, you know, I can learn more about people, I can speak more with people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was studying languages. In high school, I already started learning languages, and then in university, I wanted to study Asian languages.
Okay, so you went to Liceo Linguistico?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So that's, for those of you who are in America or in non-Italian countries, there are different high schools in Italy, so you can study the scientific one, you can study at the The languages one? Classico would be the classics, so Greek and Latin. And also sometimes there's artistico, where you're doing the arts. And so yes. Many people who I end up meeting went to Liceo Linguistico because they end up learning it French and German and English.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I wanted to study artistic things. So in the same time, I was also studying music.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so what did you study?
I was learning to play the oboe.
The oboe?
Oboe, okay. In Italian.
Yeah, so very popular instrument among a lot of Italians, no?
It's not really popular. Most of Italians ask me, what is it?
Really?
Yeah, I tell
it's
them.
Got a very special sound to it. It's very, very kind of hard. And,
mm-hmm. Yeah, and majority of Italians actually don't know what an oboe is. I always
really?
Have to explain them.
That's so funny. Well, yeah. I have to tell you, I studied the trumpet, and whenever I tell Italians, they laugh because it means something very funny in Italian.
Yeah.
So. So you can only guess what it means. But let's just say that, yeah, each instrument has its own special identity.
Yeah, so the oboe wasn't really well known, and everybody considered me like kind of strange because the identity of oboe is a strange identity.
No. Okay, so Italian identity quiz in 30 seconds. Favorite soccer team?
Azzurri. Okay. The national.
Safe, very safe. All right, favorite Italian book?
Favorite Italian book? Maybe poetry by Ungaretti.
Mm, okay, good answer. Favorite Italian movie?
Maybe La Vita è Bella di Benigni.
Ah, okay. Yeah. I'd say Non ci resta che piangere.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, it's
a good movie. Non ci resta che piangere. I love it. I know it by heart.
All right, and favorite food?
Favorite food? Parmigiana di melanzane.
Ooh, yum. Okay, so that's like eggplant parm, but done in the Italian way, it's completely different, and I recommend all of you to try it. My last question, favorite place to travel to in Italy?
I loved Isola d'Elba.
Mm, yeah. Okay, it's so that's off to the Tuscan nice. Coast, yeah?
Yeah, it's very, very nice.
It's beautiful, and it's actually a very famous home for a very short time of Napoleon, yeah?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, so that's Italy from Anna in a nutshell. All right, one last thing, maybe we could talk about some of your teaching experiences, because I know that you've taught Italian all over the place, so I'm curious if you've if you have any funny stories from your experiences teaching or any interesting stories.
I was teaching Italian for a while, and I always try to make it fun for the students. Mm-hmm. And I think it was very funny at the end of my teaching experience. The first thing that came to my mind when the teaching year ended, the students were really sad too because I was leaving. And some of them told me, ti amo.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But actually, he
non
didn't.
Non andare via, ti amo.
Yeah, ti amo. But he wanted that just to say that he liked me as a teacher.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, well, there's a very important cultural difference here because oftentimes in Italian, you say ti amo to a lover, but you say ti voglio bene to someone that you care about.
Exactly. So I think that I didn't tell the student about the difference between ti amo and ti voglio bene.
Well, for those of you who don't know, I had to learn this the hard way too because I didn't understand the difference. But ti voglio bene, I wish you well. It's a way to say I love you to someone who is not your lover.
Yeah.
So like family or
I
friends.
I really care for you. Mm-hmm. I really like you. Mm-hmm. But it's not like ti amo.
Yeah. All right.
It's not in a romantic way.
Exactly. Well, maybe the student was trying to be romantic.
Yeah,
who knows?
Maybe.
Who knows?
Maybe.
Well, if you have any questions for Anna, if you want to get to know her better, if you want to just welcome her, please comment on today's In Piazza, you know, just on the comments section. We hope that you'll be able to get in touch and share a little bit about yourselves so we can all get to know the greater Italian community here at Italian Pod.
Yeah, and I would be glad to answer all the questions.
Mm-hmm. Great. So you're going to be hearing Anna in the lessons of all levels coming up, and we're busy writing new dialogues, recording, and just getting some of those lessons out there. So I hope that you guys are looking forward to them because we're sure having a lot of fun making them. So we hope to see you on the site, and we'll be talking to you very soon. Until then, ciao a tutti.
Ciao a tutti.